Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Lucas here again. Today, I wanted to make this episode rather brief. It's not something crazy or over the top or complicated, but it's still important nonetheless. I want to give a shout out to this special Instagram person named Miriam. She has, she wrote a comment, which is the reason I'm making this episode today. Let me read it for you. It says, or she said, "I've got to say that every one of your posts is very inspiring, and I'm glad that I can read them. Keep doing what you do. Keep doing what she probably meant you're doing. You're doing great." And so I just wanted to say thank you to not only her, but anybody else out there who has let me know in some way, shape, or form that I've helped them. You know, it's very important to me that the kind of work and content that I put out there actually helps people. Like I've said before, in that, in my recent content, I've talked about what the most important metric is. It's not about how many likes you get. It's not about how many followers you have or subscribers or comments or views. What's most important is that your content actually impacts the people in the way that it's intended to. So in my case, I put out a lot of motivational content. And so when I put that content out there, I want it to not only motivate people, but like actually get them to do something or help them in a certain way, help them think differently, help them develop a sort of healthier mindset or, you know, better outlook, things like that, right? And so if I actually help somebody change for the better, you know, then I've accomplished my goal and that's what I'm trying to achieve. It's not that I'm not going for what people, you know, double tap on or comment the most on or, you know, look at the most. It's about, am I actually helping people? And so when people DM me as they have in the past, or when they leave a comment like Miriam did today and letting me know that I've inspired them, that I've helped them, that I've motivated them, that my advice has actually worked for them, you know, that means a lot to me, knowing that the things that I'm doing out there for people is actually leaving the impact that it's intended to. And this concept can be very flexible, right? If you're an entertainer and you put out entertaining content, it's not about the likes or followers, subscribers, comments, views. It's about, does your content actually entertain people, right? If you're trying to teach people how to cook, right? It's not about how many likes, followers, subscribers, views that you get. It's about, does your content actually help people become better chefs, right? It's about the intention of the, it's like, does your impact have the intended effect, right? But a lot of people go out and comment, or not comment, they create content that revolves around getting those artificial vanity numbers, the vanity metrics, right? So that they can flex how many followers they have or how many likes they get. But for me, it's about, you know, leaving that impact for people in a good way. And knowing that my impact is helping people in a good way really warms my heart. I kid you not, when I read that comments, when I got that notification saying that Miriam left that comment and I looked at it, like I could just feel this giant smile creep up on my face because it really warms my heart. It really makes me happy. It makes me happy when I help other people and that I'm an inspiring person and a good role model for them and that I'm actually changing them for the better. That's what really makes me happy. It's not me waking up and seeing 100 likes on a post. It's not about waking up and seeing comments. It's not about that. It's about, did I actually help people? And so this is actually, I think, a good time to say this for all the lurkers out there, right? Because there's a huge disproportion between the people that sort of make their presence known in the form of a like or a comment and the number of people who actually see my post. Like I have the analytics, I have the metrics that show, you know, I mean, anyone can see how many likes I get on a post, but that doesn't indicate nearly as much how many people are viewing the post, right? So for instance, if I get a post with 50 likes, then sometimes that post might have like a couple hundred views. And so if my content is helping you and you're not liking or commenting or making your presence known, that's perfectly okay. I'm okay with that because as long as it's helping you, you don't have to like or comment, right? You don't have to do any of that. That's extra. That's letting me know like even more, I guess. But as long as it's helping you, you don't have to tell me about it. I do appreciate it though. You know, when people tell me those things, I mean, that really warms my heart up inside, you know, like I just said. But forget all that. I just want to make sure that my stuff is helping you. So if it is, great. If it isn't, you're more than welcome to leave a comment or a DM if you want it to be a private conversation, right? A voice message on this podcast. Anyway, right, you can let me know on how I can improve my content and the quality of it. But with that said, like I said, I didn't really want to make this a very long episode today. So I'm going to go ahead and end this episode here. Again, thank you. Huge shout out to Miriam. Thank you to everybody who lets me know that my content helps them. It really means a lot to me, and I'm really glad that it does. Stay safe, guys, and I will see you all next time. Take care. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.